free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Shane Tonight Show. My name is Shane.
My name is Max, and there's fungus on my nuts.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. That was good, right?
That was good.
Yeah, I was just reading a thing about how everybody has fungus growing on them, especially in, like, their wet places.
Yeah.
Like their armpits and their crotch and stuff. So I got fungus on my nuts.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't think that's something you want to brag about.
Well, no, everybody has it.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the lead in admitting it. I'm going to be that first person.
First person to admit he's got fungus on his nuts.
Exactly.
All right. Hey, this is a podcast about nothing.
It makes you think of something.
And let's get our sponsor out of the way. Black Label Supplements, blacklabelsupplements.com. If you're looking for supplements, whey protein, creatine, what have you, Black Label Supplements, they got you. Third-party tested. They're used by a bunch of college athletes, some pro baseball teams, all kinds of, you know, sports people or whatever. BlackLabelSupplements.com. Use code Shane15 at checkout. I should have a coffee update next month or next time we record.
Yeah.
I say next month because it seems like we're only recording once a month right now. So
we do what we do.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
If we got paid for this, I think we'd probably record more.
Dude, Joe Rogan does like 3 or 4 a week, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you pay me Joe Rogan money, I'll do 3 or 4 a day.
Yeah. Yeah. Spotify, you know.
Yeah.
Some of your shows suck on Spotify. Some of the podcasts on Spotify that are like their big podcasts.
Yeah.
I don't want to like downplay another fucking person trying to do a podcast, but goddamn.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. How they
are not good.
It is. Yeah.
And it's just like, and they have these big numbers, and it's just like, if we had a machine behind us, I'm sure we'd have a, you know, big numbers too. But we do okay.
We do okay.
We do okay for an independent podcast.
We do. Yes, we do.
You know?
And to be clear to all the fans out there, I don't have weird diseased nuts. I have normal nuts. I'm just saying all normal nuts.
Yeah, to come back to that, huh?
I wanted to make sure that everybody didn't get the wrong picture about my nuts.
Yeah, this picture. And see, now I got a picture of somebody's nuts with a fucking fungi on them.
Like green scales growing on them and shit.
Yeah, it's all fucking gross.
Yeah, it's none
Imagine
of that.
Imagine if like you're so if you're about ready to get intimate with your significant other. I'm going to use an old-timey word here.
Yeah.
You're about to make some whoopee.
You're about to make some whoopee, and you're like, wait, first I got to pick the mushroom patch.
Yeah. She's all, I did not sign up for this.
No, I think
I am out of here.
Yeah.
Anyway, we said this is the podcast about nothing.
That makes you think of something.
And we're just going, man.
Yeah.
I got a couple of things I think I want to talk about.
Uh-huh.
But it's been a while. How are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm doing what I do.
You doing your thing?
Yeah.
You living up and spending your summers up the river in your trailer?
As much of the summer as I can, yeah.
That's nice.
It is.
That's nice.
Yeah, I was up there earlier today. It was pretty sweet.
Get away from people.
Yeah.
Is that what you do it for?
And you know, the main thing is if you go up there on the weekdays.
Right.
And you stay as far away, especially from holiday weekend crowds as possible.
Yeah.
It's real nice.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. So that's cool, man.
Yeah.
All right. I'm a little loopy. My real job, I've been doing overnights and I got to get used to doing overnights again.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it. I was talking to you before we went on air and I was thinking about, we probably just lost fucking half our audience right now.
Whatever.
They're like, I don't want to listen to this shit.
Whatever. Those are the posers. They're only listening to be cool.
Yeah.
For the
real. Still, you know what? Even if you listen to 30 seconds of the show, it still counts as a download. So thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. And for the real fans, now we're going to tell you about our jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole podcast. We're going to tell you about our fucking. See, that's what I'm lucky for, is I don't have a boring ass desk job.
That's nice.
Where I sit at a desk and I work Monday through Friday. Although, you know, I tried that and that's not my cup of tea.
I tried that too. It was not for me.
You know, I don't know. I could never figure it out, man. For the life of me, there's two things in life that I can never figure out. Yeah. Well, there's more than two things. But as far as like work life goes, mm-hmm. like I can never figure out why somebody would want to work 9 to 5 at a job they fucking hate.
Yeah.
Right? And on top of that, why would you want to commute an hour and a half to a job you hate and work 9 to 5?
Yeah.
That you don't want to do.
Yeah. Same answer to both questions.
Oh.
Yeah. And the answer is money.
Yeah.
People don't work jobs they hate for any other reason.
I don't know, man. I've been in a 9 to 5 where it could have been pretty okay for me.
Yeah.
I just couldn't fucking, I was like, dude, I can't see myself doing this.
Yeah, like, but if they were paying you 6 figures, you probably would have found a way to make it work, right?
If it was like 6 figures, yeah, and I didn't if have to answer to it. Like, if I did, man.
Yeah, if they're paying you $250,000 a year, you're like, I hate this, but I'll make it work.
And I didn't have to answer to an asshole of a boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably couldn't make it work.
Yeah.
The commute wouldn't be so bad if I was making that kind of money.
Exactly. You'd drive there in a nice car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could make myself be happy with that.
Well, you could at least make yourself tolerate the whatever, you know.
You know.
At least for a period of time.
That's the one thing that, like, fucking, what is it, Holland or Finland or one of those places? They do, like, a 3-day work week.
3-day?
4-day. Is it a 3-day or 4-day?
I know in France they do a 4-day work week.
France does it, but I think Holland or Finland has
probably,
a beat.
Probably more than one country. And
I want to say it's one of those Finland or Holland countries. Like those people, because they're always fucking happy. You know what I mean?
I would believe Finland, not Holland.
Yeah. Because like people in Finland are always happy and they're always healthy. They do like a 3-day work week.
Yeah. Also, like, their language is unrelated to any other language.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Like our language, English.
Yeah.
It's a Germanic language. Yeah. It's in the Indo-European language family. So we you know, it's in the same family as people from like India and all over Europe, right, and shit. The Finnish people, they speak gobbledygook from nowhere.
Gobbledygook from nowhere.
Yeah.
That's funny. Gobbledygook.
They make it work, though.
But yeah, they're also fucking happy all the time. Probably because they only do like a 3-day, 4-day work week or something.
I'd be pretty happy.
And they get a lot of vacation time.
Yeah.
Except I don't think women there shave. Is that Holland or Finland? See, I always get the two confused.
It really, I mean, now we're getting into cultural norms, like, yeah, like where women shave their whatnots.
Yeah.
You know, there are plenty of places where an adult female is supposed to look like an adult female.
The hoo-hoo. I'm talking about like armpits.
Yeah, armpits. Yeah.
You know what, gotcha, I mean? I do. Can't do it.
I could get past it.
I can't.
That's okay.
Like I could get past it if like it was well kept.
Yeah.
Or like their deodorant was all right.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't get past it if, like, it was just freely, like, fucking dangling.
Yeah. I'm not saying you have to, like, snuggle your nose into the hair or anything.
It'd probably be a kink.
But I could get past it.
Speaking of traveling, we were talking about it before we went on air. Have you ever clapped when your plane lands? I was watching a video the other day.
Yeah.
And, like, this guy was just flying, minding his own business, and he started videotaping right before the landing, and he was like, there's nothing really going on in the flight, pretty smooth flight, just talking, right, about, yeah, the flight. And yeah, I don't think the clapping when they landed was part of his deal on the video. Right. I think he was just, like, giving a review of the flight and a, yeah, review of, like, the airline that he was on. The airplane lands, and everybody in the airplane fucking starts clapping.
Everybody?
Yeah, except the guy.
Not just like one or two?
No, it was like the whole cabin he was in, which was like, you know, coach or something.
Okay.
Like the whole coach
cabin. The whole cabin, yeah, started clapping, yeah, when they landed.
Yeah, and it wasn't like something dramatic happened. It wasn't like he's like in his video that I was watching of, yeah, he's like a nice smooth flight from like, it was like a flight. It was like an hour flight from, yeah, like Miami to like, I don't know, St. Charles or something like that. North Carolina, shit.
North Charlotte.
Yeah. Charlotte.
Sure.
Like, yeah, an hour flight.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, and even he on his video was like pretty surprised that everybody was clapping when the plane landed.
Mm-hmm.
Like I could see if you're in some dramatic turbulence.
Yeah.
and shit's rocking and you don't know.
Right. When you finally reach the ground,
yeah.
You're like, oh my God, we survived.
Yeah. I think that's worth a clap.
That might be worth a clap.
But if you're on like an hour commuter flight.
Yeah.
From like Miami to like Charlotte or something.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. But my only guess is that it just so happened that all those people were so excited that they had gotten out of Florida.
That could be it.
And they were on the ground in the Carolinas.
It could be it. Miami's a fucking weird place.
Yeah.
A lot of rich people in Miami.
Yeah.
It's a weird place.
Like, whether you were in Charlotte or Charleston or any of that, any of the Carolinas, you're more than a full state away from Florida.
And away from Florida, man, and all that crazy shit.
All that shit, yeah.
Right? I got relatives that live in, like...
There's an entire Georgia between you and Florida.
I got relatives that live in, like, the Tampa area, St. Pete area.
Mm-hmm.
And that area actually seems pretty normal. But, like, Miami just seems like a weird place all on its own. Like, you can't be, like, a regular, it doesn't seem like Miami's one of those places where you could be like a regular dude and just like show up there. Like, you have to be like loaded, or you have to be like, it just seems like that's the kind of place where you have to be loaded to go.
You know, not like
loaded, but like you have to have bank.
I'm certain that's not the case for one reason only.
Right.
And that is that people who have bank require less banked people around them to serve them their shit.
Right.
Right. So who's going to be the latte if there's no one there who needs to make lattes to pay their rent?
It's true. But most people that do that, those kinds of jobs commute in. Again, we go back to commuting. They commute into Miami from, you know, one of those fucking little Florida towns where Florida man fucking does some weird shit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, people in Florida. We're just using
that's fine.
we're just using it as an example.
Yeah, and that's entirely possible. I've known people who commuted an hour or two for a shitty little job like that,
right.
And it's because that shitty little job paid so much better than their local shitty little job.
Right. See, that's something I still don't get either. Like, okay, if you're going to commute for a shitty job, why don't you just move there?
You can't afford to live there,
or live on the outskirts of town. Like, even if you're on the outskirts of town,
like
it's not going to be a 2-hour commute.
I knew a bunch of people who lived like in Richmond and Emeryville, and they commuted to Southern Marin every day for work.
But see, Richmond to Southern Marin is like a 40-minute commute?
By bus, it's something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. By car, it's like what, 20 minutes, 30 minutes?
Depending on what part of Southern.
That's not a bad commute. I'm talking about people that fucking. They have to leave their house. If they leave any later by 5 a.m.,
yeah,
they're going to be late.
No, I know those people too. they don't do that for
a shitty job.
For shitty little jobs. Yeah. And, you know, neither do the baristas.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think it's weird that people clap at an airport. And I've talked about it before too. It's also weird to me, airplane etiquette. Man, we're going back to airplane etiquette. It's also weird to me that people wear their fucking pajamas in airplanes.
I can get past pajamas as long as they're clean pajamas.
Right.
It, one thing that's not cool is to be the stinky guy on the airplane.
Yeah, that was the other one I was going to do, was stinky guy.
Or like bring a tuna salad sandwich or egg salad or some shit like that.
Or salmon.
Or salmon. Yeah, just don't be the stinky person. You know, be courteous.
It's like the guy that brings fish to the office.
you're trapped in a tin can at 40,000 feet with 100 other people.
You got to bring your own meal prep to stay on diet.
Be a little bit courteous. One thing that I do on airplanes that is a little unconventional is because I take my shoes off on the airplane, but I'm not a monster. So here's what I do. I always bring a fresh pair of socks.
Okay, good.
And before I board, when they call boarding, I run to the bathroom. I immediately change into the fresh pair of socks. So I haven't even been wearing them this morning to the airport.
Good.
These are crisp, clean, just changed into socks. I put my shoes on, I get on the plane, I take my shoes off so that my socks aren't sitting in the funk.
That's good.
Yeah. Because I'm a human being with basic decency.
It's actually thinking of other people.
It is. And, you know, for a long time, I wouldn't take my shoes off on the plane because who the fuck does that until I thought of this system? Because, like, I'm at an age where, like, if I have to sit in one place for fucking 4 or 6 hours, my feet start to swell and it gets real uncomfortable. I used to be able to get on a plane and just fucking fall asleep and not wake up till we landed.
Yeah, I used to be able to do that too. I used to be able to, speaking of that, I used to be able to like do these overnight shifts. I'm going back to my overnight shifts.
Mm-hmm.
Come home in the morning, pass the fuck out, or go and do the regular shit that I got to do in the morning.
Yeah.
And then come home and pass out, like go to the gym, go and work out. And like around 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, pass out and get a pretty decent nap in. Dude, these last 2 days, I haven't been able to do that. Like, I was getting a haircut today. I was telling you this too. Yeah. I was getting a haircut today and I needed it, man. My hair was looking rather fucking grisly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting a haircut and I'm sitting in the barber chair and she's like, okay, close your eyes. Cause I'm going to get the front of your hair. I was like, okay, I close my eyes. I don't know. The next thing I know, she's nudging me and she's like, okay, wake up. We're done. And I'm like, dude, did I pass out? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I gave her a little extra in the tip just because my ass passed out.
Oh, she was really fine with it. Yeah. She didn't have to make small talk with a stranger.
Yeah.
She's like, for once.
But dude, and then on the way home from there, I was like in the car and I was like nodding off in the car.
That's not good.
And I'm like, fuck. I'm not going to the gym today.
Nah.
I'll just schedule for tomorrow morning when I go home and get a good night's sleep. And like overnights, dude, they fucking, like I do one a week. I've been doing one a week pretty regular for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So one a week doesn't bother me, but it's when they're back to back, like they were this week. I don't know why I'm getting into my job here and we fucking probably lost a bunch of listeners, but
yeah,
two in a row fucking gets me. And, like, I'm a little out of it right now still.
Yeah.
Like, I had all these plans for tonight that I was going to do this evening. And I'm like, no, not doing any of those either. I'm going to go home and relax this evening and go to bed at an early hour and be an old man. Go to bed at, like, 9:30.
Yeah. Dude, I'm usually in bed between 9 and 9:30.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm, like, 10:30.
Yeah. I made like a conscious decision years ago. Me and the wife both were like, you know what? It's nice just going to bed early, read a little bit, fall asleep. If you get a bad night's sleep, it's fine because you gave yourself plenty of time to at least, you know,
turn off your shit.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. That was one of them was clapping on an airplane. And then the other one I was thinking of, let's get this in a more better direction. The other one I was thinking of, like, when you were a kid, were there things that you saw adults doing that you were just like, or you thought about that you were just like, I'm fucking never doing that?
You know, I clearly remember seeing adults being able to, like, reach into high cabinets and cupboards and stuff and thinking to myself, oh my God, it's going to be so cool when I'm grown up and I can just reach into any cabinet or cupboard I want.
And grab some fucking cookies.
And just grab whatever. just being able to. Even right. Just being able to look in. It's right. Going to be so awesome. I remember having that thought.
Yeah, because there's always that mysterious cupboard way up high. We used to have this cupboard that was like way up high.
Yeah.
It was all my dad's shit. It was all of his like snacks.
Mm-hmm.
He had the good snacks.
Of course he did.
He had the good snacks.
But he kept them out of reach.
Yeah. When I was a little kid, I remember that. I don't know why I remember that, but I remember looking at people back to like jobs and whatnot. And I remember looking at people being like, dude, that just seems like, I never understood it. I was just like, that just seems like a waste of time to me. But I got to go back to like not sounding like a dumbass or maybe I sound like a dumbass. But I had this thing in my head when I was like 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to be a rock star.
Yeah.
And I fucking ran that thing to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And when I woke up and I was like 35 or 36,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, well, that obviously is not going to work. Maybe it's time I start doing something different.
Yeah.
But there was a bunch of stuff I remember as a little kid, like I was not going to do. Like I would see adults do it, and I'd be like, I'm never going to do that. Like getting divorced was one.
Well, you never got divorced?
I never got divorced. Well, I've never been married. Yeah. But at the same time, like, I was like, I don't understand how you tell somebody you would like spend your life with them. And then like 5 years later, you're like, no, I'm good. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
But there's a part of me that still is like that, but still is a little naive in that way, mm-hmm. where I'm like, how could you marry somebody and be married for like, I understand if you're married for like 15 years and you really tried,
right?
And you really put in the effort and you're just like, it's not going to fucking make it. We're not going to work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you really tried.
Yeah.
Right. You can't really argue that.
Yeah.
What I don't understand is people that get married for like 2 years and they're like, Dunskies.
Yeah. Well, they, and
or like 4 years.
Yeah. And these people, I have an understanding of them. And my understanding is that these people were more interested in the idea of getting married.
Right.
Than in actually like developing a lifelong partnership.
Right.
With another human being.
Right.
Right. And so they got married while their relationship was still in the fun honeymoon stage.
Right.
Right.
We got married after we were together for 6 months.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, all right, well, let's see how that works after another 6 months. Me, my wife and I, we were together for 7 years. Right. We lived together for 6 years before we got hitched.
Right. But that's like how you know.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I remember as a kid, I remember seeing people that would get divorced and I'd just be like, okay, so that kid's got to pick on which parent he gets to live with. And my parents got divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember, like, I remember, like, it being not nice.
Yeah, most divorces are not nice. You know?
And I just remember, like, I didn't dig it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And then I became the black sheep. That's when I started to rebel. But yeah, man, I don't know. This episode is kind of all over the place. If you're still listening, hey, thanks for hanging in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it's just weird when you're a kid and you think all these grandiose ideas or you're like, I'm not going to do that. And then when you're an adult, you're like, yeah, I guess that's okay.
Yeah. I remember, yeah, there were some things that I thought probably I would, right? One of them was going to bed, like having a bed. When I was a kid, how much did I resent my bedtime?
Right.
Oh my God. And now? Like I have,
another one.
I have a bedtime, and when it's bedtime, I'm excited. I'm like, I get to go to bed.
It's the other one. I remember like having to be home by like 11 o'clock at night.
Fucking curfew.
Curfew.
Right. Now
I don't want to go out at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah. I'm now like, when it's like, oh my God, I'm not gonna get home until almost midnight. Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. Like, dude, I can't remember the last time I was out until like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And that's good.
Yeah.
But as a kid, I'd always want to, like, I remember I'd go home and I'd sneak out of the house,
mm-hmm.
like, fucking all the time. I'd sneak out of the house, I'd break windows on the screen. I'd, you know, the screen's on windows. Mm-hmm. I'd fucking break them out of my room and sneak out my window. And my dad was finally like, just fucking walk out the front door.
Oh, there you go.
if you don't want to stay in here, I'm not going to make you stay in here.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just remember like thinking like, yeah, that's really lame. And then here's the other thing. After I would sneak out, there was nowhere to go anyway.
No.
Except down to the creek to get fucking wasted. And that was probably the best. That's probably why I did it.
Yeah.
Got loaded at a lot of creeks.
Well, the creek's a good spot for that, man. There's no place like the creek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, do you really have a problem if you've never drank at a creek? I don't know. But yeah, man, it's one of those things.
Some people just live in the desert and there's not a creek around.
Well, you know, you could forgive them because they have a desert, though. A desert's pretty cool.
A desert is just as good as any creek.
Yeah.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
Like, if you didn't have that spot where all you kids went, that's what I mean. There was a spot we all went to, like, after curfew to go get loaded at. Yeah, man, I remember thinking as a kid, like, a curfew's lame. And now I'm just like, dude, you want me to go outside at 10:30?
Yeah.
Like, what? Yeah,
no, I ain't doing that. It's fucking cold and dark out there.
It's cold and it's dark and there's no reason.
If I have to put a coat on, I am not interested.
There's no reason for a guy like me to be out at like 10:30 at night.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
It's just done.
Yeah.
That was something I was thinking about. And the other one that got me, the other one that I saw that got me was I was watching this other thing about dudes in garages, dudes that have garages. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand a man cave. Like, you have this little place that you go to for you and your fellas. You guys go down there, you watch sports, or you do your thing, right? Yeah. You fucking have it all decked out, or you have a movie room that's a man cave. I get it. You have your little Dungeons and Dragons room, your little gaming room, whatever it is, you have your little spot, right? Mm-hmm. What I don't get is when dudes just have a garage with a fridge in it.
Yeah.
And they open the garage. There's no car in there, just a fridge or whatever.
Fridge, maybe a couch.
Maybe a couch. No, nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing, just like the fridge.
Just the fridge.
And nothing else. Uh-huh. And they just stand in the garage.
They just stand there?
They just stand there.
You know what?
I was watching this thing, and that's what suburban dudes do now. In suburbia, they just open their garages, and they just stand in their garage, and they, like, you know, talk to their buddies in their garage when they come over.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird, dude. Like, I get it. If you have a man cave, you're like, oh, let's go down to the man cave. Like, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Or if you have your garage decked out, right, with a couch or a chair, and you're like, I get that. But if you just have a fucking empty-ass garage.
An empty-ass garage.
With a fridge in it, and you just have it open, and you're just standing there.
Yep.
Watching the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird, dude.
That's a bit, yeah. But, you know, maybe it's just the modern-day version of the front porch.
It could be.
But, a good front porch had a bench on it.
Yeah.
Right?
Or, like,
even a rocker.
Or he had, like, two of the seats right there where you just sit there and stare at people.
Yeah.
And fucking give them the creeps.
Give them the creeps.
You know?
But it was cool because you were on your porch. As long as you were on your porch, that was your goddamn porch.
Yeah, you could give whoever you want the creeps to.
You could be as creepy as you wanted.
Right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, I was just watching this thing, and this guy was just like, we come out here, we just grab a beer, and we hang out here and drink a beer. It was in, like, where was it? It was in, like, the Midwest. I want to say it was in, like, Oklahoma or something. Oklahoma's not the Midwest, though. Is it? Or is it the Southwest?
Man, it's kind of that in-between place.
Right.
That's like the borderland between the Midwest and the Southwest.
Yeah. I would not want to live in Oklahoma.
I mean, there's got to be some nice shit in Oklahoma. I knew a girl from Oklahoma once.
Right. But if you're, like, away, if they were, like, not near any of the colleges, I mean, there's, what, how many colleges in Oklahoma that are pretty big?
I have no idea.
You got the Oklahoma Sooners. Is that it? Just the Oklahoma Sooner?
I don't know.
I'm trying to think. Anyway, yeah, man, it's one of those things where this guy just opens his garage and he just fucking stands there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do you do that in the middle of winter? Like, it snows in Oklahoma, doesn't it?
Sometimes, yeah.
It's fucking weird, man. I don't know why I'm tripping out on that one, but that one's the weirdest one to me out of all the videos I watch. Because sometimes, like, I'm like, I know this is a podcast about nothing, but I need something to talk about.
I get that. You know, a lot of houses now are actually built without a front porch. This house doesn't have a real front porch.
Technically.
Right. There's a little area there.
Right.
But I wouldn't call that a porch.
Right. Yeah, man. It's one of those things. But you have this gazebo out here.
I do.
That's a nice place to hang.
Yeah, but
if the weather's nice.
Yeah, but you can't see the neighbors from there. You can't leer at the neighbors from there.
Is that the whole point of standing outside in neighborhoods is to leer at the neighbors?
I mean, yeah. Why else would you put yourself out there in front of the place?
I don't know. I can understand if you're one of those lawn guys that was really into their lawn, that to show, like, look at the lawn, Bill.
Well, then you're leering at your neighbor's lawns.
Look at my lawn, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Are you jealous? Spent 4 hours on it on Saturday.
That's right.
I commute 3 hours to work, and I come home on a Saturday and spend 4 hours on a Saturday making this lawn look the best in the neighborhood.
That's right.
Because that's life.
all day, every day, I just work up a cardio event and hemorrhoids so I can come home and have the perfect lawn on the weekends. This is all I have, Bill. This is all I have.
The only goal here, Bill, I know your name's William, but I'm going to call you Bill. The only goal here, Bill, is to outdo your lawn.
I have a greener lawn than yours, Bill.
And that fucking asshole Ted up the street.
It's the only thing that gives my life meaning.
Don't get me started on the asshole Ted up the street. The guy has the perfect lawn every year, and he doesn't even do it himself. He fucking hires somebody.
Yeah.
It's cheating. It's cheating, though. It's cheating.
It's cheating.
He doesn't put in the work.
He doesn't do shit.
I put in the work. I get the fertilizer.
That's right.
I get the lawnmowers. I trade them in every year.
And my lawnmower might only be 100 square feet, but I still got that ride-on motor.
Sucking Bill. Yeah, you might have better Halloween decorations than me, Bill, but my lawn's better than yours.
That's right.
It's just suburb. Maybe it's just suburbia that weirds me out, and I don't know.
Suburbia can be a weird place.
Yeah.
And a lot of it, like, it's so new. There's not like a fucking standing. There's a limited amount of standing culture and traditions that keep people like,
right,
like bound to their lives.
Right.
And so they come up with shit like having the greener lawn.
Right.
Or the bigger fucking
Halloween decorations.
Or the bigger Halloween decorations. Yeah.
The best Christmas light.
They every morning they drive an hour and a half in traffic to get to their six-figure job. And then every afternoon they drive an hour and a half back to get to their goddamn, you know, greener lawn.
The grass is greener on the other side.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, that's a... Yeah, those are that's what I got. I think that's all I got.
All right.
Hopefully, if you listen to this episode all the way through, maybe we made you laugh a little bit.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
You know, I used to have a brutal commute to get to work, actually for two different jobs, and neither of them paid that well.
Really?
And neither of them lasted that long.
What was the commute like?
When I was commuting from Petaluma to Novato.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. And, they're not that far from each other.
Yeah, but it comes down to the narrows,
it goes, dude. Most of the commute is through the narrows,
yeah. Just
bumper to bumper.
And the narrows, people, like for people that don't know, if you're still listening, it starts out, you're on a regular highway, and then for some fucking god-awful reason, nobody really knows, this point between Petaluma and Novato.
It goes from four lanes to two for about 5 miles. Yeah.
And they've been working on it for years.
They have been working on it for close to 20 years now.
Trying
to widen it. They have added a lane to half of it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I don't know
how many billions of dollars they've spent on this project. Dude,
it is the worst spot. Like, if you don't leave, if you're down in Marin, like, to put it this way, like, from Marin to Petaluma, it's like, what, 10 miles maybe?
It's 10 miles. If there's no traffic, you can make that drive.
In like 20 minutes.
In under 20 minutes.
Yeah. Easy. But if you leave Marin at 2:30 in the afternoon, trying to get to Petaluma or further north. 2:30
in the afternoon, yeah.
You're done.
It's going to take you at least an hour.
Yeah. You're done.
And it's so bad. It's so bad.
It's awful, dude. I was doing that for a while, and I wasn't driving at the time. I was taking the bus, and that was even worse.
Yeah, and then my other job with the bad commute, I drove from where I was living in southern Denver,
right,
to a northern suburb of Denver, and I had to go like straight through the most direct route was just went straight through the city, and it was fucking bumper to bumper the whole way.
Yeah, and even back then, I remember when I lived in Denver, even back then, like I lived in Denver, I want to say in like late 80s, early 90s, somewhere in there, late 80s, I want to say, and even then, traffic was bad. I mean, the only good part about I remember living in Denver was at 18 years old, I had a one-bedroom apartment, and I paid $215 for it.
Hey, there you go.
But it wasn't in Denver. It was in Aurora. Aurora or Littleton? It was in Aurora. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, it was in Aurora, which is just outside of Denver.
Yeah, and it's actually bigger than Denver.
Yeah. And it was like 200. Like, if I could go back in time... Like, just stay in that little of an apartment for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably gone up by now, but.
Oh, you think in the last 30 years rent has gone up? Yeah, probably.
But I just remember, like, even back then, thinking how cheap that was.
I rented in 2007, I rented a studio in Denver for $475 a month.
See, that's crazy.
Yeah. And it was in a decent neighborhood. It was a
now studios in Denver are what
size studio?
Studios in Denver are what, like $2,000?
I don't know. I know
prices. I know apartments in Denver are like compared to out here, they're about the same.
Yeah, yeah. This is
as far as pricing goes.
Good neighborhood, on site parking. I had my own parking spot, which you don't always get when you rent a place. You know,
It was nice.
That's crazy cheap.
Yeah.
For Denver.
It was just a few minutes from the highway.
Yeah.
But it was far enough away that you didn't get the highway noise, you know?
Right.
It was really a cool spot.
Right.
I got deranged in that place.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet. Denver isn't really a fun place to be. I had bad times in Denver, too.
Yeah. I think that had more to do with us than with Denver, though.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I at least for me, I know it had more to do with me than with Denver.
So I just brought up a memory, right? Because I had this one-bedroom apartment. And I had these two girls living with me in this one-bedroom apartment. And you're like, oh, man, yeah, two girls. Dude, I didn't get nothing from these girls except they cleaned my apartment.
That ain't bad.
And they cooked me food.
That ain't bad, man.
No, and I don't remember their names.
You don't need to.
And I don't even know. And, like, I'm thinking about that in my head. I've been thinking about it now. And I'm like, and I just said it was okay. I think I met them one night. And they were like, oh, we need a place to stay. And I was like, oh, you can stay with me.
There you go.
They wound up staying with me until I left that place. And I got in trouble. And I had to either pick between Job Corps or the Army. And I chose Job Corps.
Yeah, that was a good call.
Yeah, but Job Corps sucked, too. That's another story for another time.
I mean, honestly, when what year was that?
Like late, like 87, 88, I want to say. Because I moved here. I moved to Northern California in like 89, 90.
Yeah. If you went into the Army, you might have ended up in fucking like Panama, man.
Dude, yeah.
Panama wasn't exactly the worst place for our Army to be. But
I don't know if I would have gotten in, though, even with a nudge from the judge. Because I had taken the ASVAB years earlier.
Uh-huh.
And I purposely, like... These recruiters really got me.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, you could do so much good stuff. And then they were trying to recruit me for the Navy because my uncle had been in the Navy. My uncle was a career Navy guy.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to recruit me for the Navy. And I was like, I was listening to him and I got all psyched about it. And I was like, yeah, the Navy, that sounds like you're good. Being on a ship and like going to different ports.
Yeah.
Fucking sign me up.
Yeah.
Right. And then I started again. Then I spent a week. I was fucking hammered for like a week. I was loaded for like a week. And I was like, I don't want to fucking do this. Like, how am I going to do music and be a rock star if I'm in the Navy?
Yeah, there is that. There is that.
I get laughed at it now. It just seems so silly to me. But that was the dream, man. I wasn't that. I mean, I was an okay guitar player. That was pretty much it. Like, I still am. I'm an okay guitar player.
You could have joined the Navy band and played the tuba.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not good enough. I'm not that. And I get stage fright. So it didn't really work out.
I wouldn't, stage fright is not great if you're wanting to be a rock star.
Yeah, and I didn't realize I had stage fright until I played live. But it was only when I played guitar. When I played in a punk band and I'm a singer, or I kind of sung,
yeah,
I didn't have stage fright.
I listened to the album.
Yeah,
yeah.
I fucking didn't have stage fright.
Well, that's good.
Right?
Yeah.
But as a guitar player, because I was always worrying about doing the wrong part, like I always played in, anyway, I'm getting off track. I had a point to what I was talking about. The Navy and the ASVAB test.
You tanked it.
I tanked it on purpose.
Right.
I got fucking drunk for a week.
Yeah.
I went down. I was still drunk when I went down. They put me on a bus. They put me down to, they took me down to Anaheim on a bus.
Uh-huh.
And I fucking came to, and I was like, what am I doing? Well, I don't want to do this. So I just fucking went A, C, B, D, whatever, you know what I mean? Just down the thing. And I think I scored, they said I scored like the lowest in like the last 25 years on the ASVAB test.
Well, goddamn.
And they asked me if I wanted to retake it. And I was like, nah.
Nah, I'm good.
I'm good. I didn't want to tell them, how could I be a rock star and be in the Navy at the same time? Right?
Yeah.
Just didn't make sense to me.
No, that's honestly, that logically works. You can't be a rock star and be in the Navy
at the same time. At the same time, I wasn't playing any bands. I fucking didn't look like I could play in any bands. Like,
yeah,
I partied like a rock star for sure.
Yeah.
That's about the only thing I did.
Yeah. You could have joined the Navy, gotten steady pay, food, and a place to live while you practiced guitar. But that wasn't the track you wanted to go.
No, because it would interfere with being a rock star.
Yeah,
it would interfere with my creativity, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It would interfere with the creativity and the flow. I think back on that, and I'm just like, dude, I wasted so many years. Like, I really liked playing music, but at the same time, at the end, I didn't really like playing music.
you really just liked partying like a rock
star.
Well,
no, even when after I got cleaned up and I still played music, like I really liked playing music. Oh, and okay. Then I didn't really like playing music. You know what I mean? Like,
all right.
I held on to that idea for a fucking long time.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't regret it or anything like that, but it's just amazing to me, like my logic, like it makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like when I think it out loud, I don't want to do that because it's going to get in the way of me being a rock star. Like there were so many things in my life, like having a serious girlfriend.
Yeah.
I can't have a serious girlfriend.
It'll get in the way of you being a rock star.
Do you see how funny that is?
I do.
At the at the time, it was serious, man.
Yeah.
Like, it was serious. Like, serious girlfriend isn't gonna, like, nah.
Yeah.
That's not gonna work.
Yeah.
It's gonna stifle my creativity. At least I can laugh at myself now.
That is good. That is good. Yeah.
Anyway, I think that's gonna do it, man.
All right.
This turned into a pretty good episode.
Yeah, this was a thing.
This was a thing. So if you've listened all the way through, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
You could go on our website. If you want to leave a comment if you want to leave us a review about our podcast, you can go to ShaneAndIShow.com and leave us a review there. Leave us a review wherever you listen to podcasts. It really helps us out. If you want any information on our sponsorships or whatever, our sponsors or whatever, you want to donate to the show, ShaneAndIShow.com. That would be the place to do it all at. And until next time, America, don't be a dick.
Yeah. Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.
And remember, having a serious girlfriend,
it'll get in the way of you being a rock star.
Yeah, it'll weigh you down. If you want to be a rock star.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. Thanks.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.